You need to set in stone the experiential values that you're looking for people to have in your business.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
All the great businesses, the efficient businesses, are built upon knowing the personal values of the leader, a founder, CEO, or the collective conscious of that business. The second is experiential values. You need to set in stone the experiential values that you're looking for people to have in your business and the experience your consumers are going to have, your partners, your associates, your channel partners. You need to really know those experiential values. The third is the giving values of your company. What legacy are you branded with? What legacy will you be branded with? What communication and branding and identification of that frequency that you carry through the giving values of your company? And then finally, the receiving values of your company, which I believe giving and receiving are one. So when I look to see my receiving values, I start with what am I going to be doing with the profits, right? When I determine what I'm doing with the profits, instead of being scarce of just enough or not enough, my company now becomes a more than enough company because I've already determined and connected the dots backwards from that outset of what am I going to do with the profits to come through my company for a purpose or a cause or a reason. Through these values is how we can build long-term wealth, profit, fulfillment, as well as happiness. And happiness to me is one of the biggest missions in my life. I think that it's an underrated, underseen, and big problem that we have today, that, you know, the number one cause of death for people under 50 is suicide, depression, anxiety, frustration. I call it a corrosion or an interference to the connection which inspires us, really is the biggest detriment to not only America, but the entire world. When you look and see that on average, most people are happy 15 days a year, there's a serious problem. In a business, if you can have happy employees and happy customers, it's exponential the amount of money that you will make and give. And it's exponential how production and accessibility move up. So looking at that, there's five things that you need. First, those values, personal, experiential, giving, and receiving. For me, it's gratitude, which gives a perspective to my business. So I teach gratitude at my business. Everyone in my business has a get-to-do attitude, not a got-to-do attitude. They have a try-me attitude, not a why-me attitude. They look and learn to love what they're doing. They look for the light in what they're doing. Their past is amazing. Their present's better, and their future's even brighter because we are thankful for every single thing within the context of our company. The second is forgiveness. I want lessons to be learned at my business. I want growth, exponential growth, acceleration. I want everyone to know that we are here in our business to learn lessons, and the lessons will keep on coming until we learn them. And if we experience pain, it's because we haven't learned a lesson, so we should be excited about learning those lessons. So forgiveness is important, not only for others, but most important that we learn to forgive ourselves. Those people that forgive themselves easily forgive other people. We waste so much time, emotion, and energy for not forgiving other people for exactly what we do. Go back and reflect on your own lives and how much you have projected what you haven't forgiven of yourself onto other people, and how much time, emotion, energy, money that you've wasted. For me, for example, I had wasted so much time, money, emotion, and energy hating my father for being an overseller, back-end seller, manipulator, and liar, you know, leaving my mom when I was five, and to find out that, you know, I hated my father for every reason I didn't like myself, and the things I hated about myself were that I was a overseller, back-end seller, manipulator, and liar. It's still a quantum part of my being. It's built into my DNA to be that way innately, and I utilize, you know, my higher source and my higher potential to fight that tendency to oversell and back-end sell, manipulate, and lie. And so forgiving myself has been a great way to process that myself and learn the lessons that I want to learn beyond my company. The third way as well in this process is accountability. Accountability is extraordinary. There's only two questions that I teach here at my company and teach my employees. Number one, what did I do to attract this to myself? And secondly, what am I supposed to learn from it? Of course, going back to the philosophy of learning lessons, and the lessons keep on coming until we learn them, and they'll result in pain when we haven't learned them. You know, understanding accountability gives our company peace. When people are fighting for accountability, it's so much fun to see, instead of blame, shame, and justification that creates resistance, void, shortages, obstacles, interference, and corrosion between the connection of the people that are most important within the business, which are your employees, associates, partners, and customers. All of those can be reduced or resolved down to nothing when your employees and your company takes accountability, knowing that they may not be liable, but they are accountable. And they're asking, what did I do to attract this to myself, and what am I supposed to learn from it? The final one is a lot of times overlooked, and I call it effective communication. Another word is inspiration. A lot of people, they teach and communicate and effectively communicate the connection between themselves, from the executives to the management to the employees to the customers to the partners, associates, etc., to the community, even to the world. That connection is very important, but if you don't have inspiration, light, power that you're communicating, if you're communicating negativity, corrosion, interference, then you're going to actually deter your business. You actually will not create abundance. You won't live in a life of more than enough and have a company that makes more money, helps more people, and have more fun. So I shift the paradigm in our company to effectively communicate to that which inspires you. I look for the light in everything. We utilize gratitude, empathy, and forgiveness, and accountability in order to effectuate a cleaner connection to the greater source of power, light, inspiration that everyone's connected to. How do we do that? We raise the awareness with a simple equation. The equation is, what are we paying attention to, plus what are we giving intention to, equals being aware of the coincidences, the coinciding, the mathematical events that occur in our business of what we want. So many times, not knowing that we're in an ego-based consciousness instead of the truth consciousness, the ego-based consciousness is the one that creates the interferences, void, shortages, obstacles, and corrosions to the inspiration that exists within all great companies. And that is formulated by the need to be right, the need to be offended, the need to be resentful, the need to feel guilty, the need to be separate, the need to be inferior, the need to be superior, the need, you know, of the ego to be angry, frustrated, anxious, fearful. All of these different needs are what we at our company pay attention to, so that we can give a clearer intention of what we want, so that we get the coincidences that we're asking for. We see coincidences of mathematical occurrence of two things coinciding perfectly at the right place at the perfect time. Coincidences are no accident. They are a mathematical pre-described and prescribed currents from what we pay attention to and what we give intention to. So many times what happens is we put our attention plus our faith, what we think, say, do, and believe, into stuff that we don't want, or worse, what other people want for us. And then we get resentful, offended, and separate, because we end up getting exactly what other people want from us. We call those people family and friends, but we get exactly what they want for us. What I teach people is faith is like voting. You wanna vote for what you want, and the more that you vote for what you want, the more you're gonna get what you want. And as a collective, a company, I want my company voting for what we want. I want us to put faith, what we think, what we say, what we do, what we believe as a company into what we want. And just like money is a currency, I'm a big fan of money. I believe in making a lot of money so I can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Money is a currency. It's an object of energy in which we put into the flow. And the more money we have, the more we can get. And why is that important? Because money doesn't buy happiness, but it allows us to shop. And if we shop for what we want and we shop for the right things, we'll be happy. If we shop for the wrong things, we'll be unhappy. But money is extremely powerful and extremely important because it allows us to shop. And it is a currency. It's an object of energy that allows us to get what we want. And if you have green card money, you got the green card Amex, you can buy so much. You have a gold card Amex, you can buy a little bit more. You got platinum card Amex, you can buy even more. But if you have a black card, you can buy whatever you want. Amazon will deliver it 2 day, 1 day, overnight, same day delivery, no problem. And the more faith or more energy or greater card that you have, the more you get. Well, the same thing holds true in the aggregate of what you're voting for. If you put your faith, what you think, say, do, and believe, and align it with your unconscious competencies, your personality traits, characteristics, obsessions, addictions, etc. If you align all that, if you have green card faith, if you're voting kinda for what you want, you're only gonna get so much of what you want. If you have gold card faith, you're gonna get a little bit more. You got platinum card faith, you're gonna get a little more. But you look at the most fulfilled, purposeful, and successful people in business, they got black card faith, right? They're the Jeffrey Bezos of the world that 25 years ago could look you in the eye and tell you, man, I'm gonna start a bookstore in my garage and someday be the richest man on earth and make over $100 billion. That's black card faith. You know, people will laugh at you, they will chuckle at you, they will scoff at you, and then they will applaud you. They will applaud those people that have black card faith. Those people that don't understand sacrifice, they understand investing in themselves. They understand voting for themselves. They understand voting for what they want. They don't want to be a copy. They don't want to do what already has been done. They want what they want, and we want what we want, and we're going to vote as an individual and as a collective for what we want. We are going to not only monetarily put our money in that currency in the places that we want and shop for the right things, but we also are going to put our faith, the aggregate of what we think, say, do, and believe in the unconscious competencies that I aforementioned, which is your personality traits, characteristics, obsessions, and addictions, to vote for what we want. And that allows us to make critical decisions based upon those values, to be happy, fulfilled, purposeful, profitable. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.